The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Rainy, drizzly, a little bit miserable, but still a good day to join together and be LTDs, to listen, think, and discern. Welcome. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It is hard to find good news currently on the abortion front with an administration in power that is probably the most pro-abortion administration in American history. And yet, it is possible to find some good news. This past Friday, the Guttmacher Institute. Now, who is the Guttmacher Institute? They are a very pro-abortion institute. They do a lot of research on abortion issues and so forth. They release a lot of reports through the year. Well, they just this last Friday released a policy analysis highlighting significant legislation across America. And get this. And now, again, this is a very pro-abortion organization. But they're fairly honest, at least in their reporting. Quote, the report indicates that a whopping 536 pro-life laws have been introduced this year already. More important, 61 pieces of pro-life legislation have been signed into law, and 13 states have enacted at least one pro-life law. Now, may I say very quickly, not one of those laws passed in a predominantly Democrat state. All of these laws that have been passed in predominantly Republican states. Furthermore, 8 gestational age limits have been enacted. And the Guttmacher Institute states that the number of pro-life laws enacted during the past 4 months is unprecedented. Now, the Guttmacher Institute was reporting this as bad news. Bad news. Those pro-life people, they're taking away the right to abortion and a woman's right to choose, blah, blah, blah. So they are reporting this as very bad news, that the number of pro-life laws enacted during the first 4 months of the year is unprecedented. Now, the reason I bring that to you, I love to report good news. I love to keep you up to date on abortion issues across the country. But most importantly, just because we have an extremely pro-abortion president, a pro-abortion Congress, that does not mean that individual states cannot move forward and save the lives of the unborn. You know, someone has said all politics are local. Well, local politics are extremely important, particularly on the state level. So while we could get very, very discouraged by the fact that Joe Biden has rescinded the Mexico City policy, he is funneling millions and millions of dollars of tax dollars to Planned Parenthood, in spite of the fact that he is incredibly pro-abortion, as well as his Democratic colleagues in Congress, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and so many others. Individual states where pro-life individuals are doing the hard work of putting legislation together, proposing it, fighting for it, voting for it, we're making some progress. I don't know about you, but I just think that's really good news. Now, unfortunately, many of those laws have had a federal judge issue an injunction, so they can't be enacted or enforced yet. But we're seeing more and more and more of these laws backing up because of injunctions issued by federal judges. And sooner or later, these pro-life laws are going to make their way to the Supreme Court. And we can only hope and pray that Roe v. Wade will finally be overturned. Now, again, just a reminder. If Roe v. Wade were overturned tomorrow, if the Supreme Court declared, oops, we were wrong back in the 70s when we ruled in favor of Roe v. Wade, and now we are declaring that to be unconstitutional, that does not mean that abortion will become illegal because Roe v. Wade is no longer in effect. It simply means it goes back to the individual states. That's why what we do here in Ohio, what pro-life leaders, activists around the country are doing in their individual states, that's why that is so important. Many people believe that if Roe v. Wade were overturned, abortion would go away, it would become illegal. Not true. It would just not be a federal issue any longer. It would go back to the individual states. So we are hoping that that will happen. Now, here's more good news. Here's the headline. Police take down one of the world's largest child abuse platforms in a global operation. Here's the story out of London. German police have arrested four members of a gang suspected to be behind one of the world's biggest child abuse image websites with more than 400,000 members worldwide. A police operation involving regional and federal German officers raided seven addresses across Germany and arrested three men accused of operating a social media platform called Boys Town for distributing indecent images and video of children. The operation moved outside of Germany to different countries around the world. One man was arrested in Paraguay and some other countries. It is considered to be one of the world's biggest child abuse platforms, And German police, with the cooperation of other police organizations around the world, have broken it up. Good news. It is hard to imagine many things more evil than child pornography and child abuse. Good news. I hope they find out all of those that are involved, and they should lock them away for a very, very long time. All right, you're listening to Bob Burney Live, and my number is 877-BOB-LIVE.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Oh, the strange things happening in Seattle. Yeah. I didn't see the movie La La Land, but the way I would imagine La La Land, it has to be like Seattle and Portland. I mean, this is La La Land. Seattle is being rocked by night after night after night of riots. This has been going on for over a year. All kinds of unrest, people injured, people killed, millions and millions of dollars worth of property damaged. The Seattle Police Department has been thrown under the bus over and over again because of that. Seattle police officers are leaving in droves. They're retiring. They're quitting. The Seattle city can't get enough police officers. They're defunding. They defund 1 week and they say, well, we got to give them more money. It is just an absolute mess. The relationship that the city of Seattle has with their police and so forth. Well, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, which of course is headed now by Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, has been conducting We Appreciate Police dinners for police all across the country. It is just an opportunity to get together and say to the local police, hey, we appreciate you. We're praying for you. We support you, etc. Well, Seattle certainly needs a boost. And the police department in Seattle and several news stories have indicated that the morale in the Seattle Police Department is abysmal. It's terrible. Because, again, they've been thrown under the bus by the mayor and so forth so many times. So forth. Anyway, so the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association decided to have a cop appreciation, police appreciation dinner. They sent out a department-wide invitation to attend the dinner. Now, again, these are being held across the country by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Well, the police chief of Seattle said to the members of his force, you better not go. Warn them. You better not go. Police Chief Adrian Diaz nixed a department-wide invitation. He said this. This is part of what he communicated to his police force. Now, again, this is a police appreciation dinner. Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. The police chief released a statement. An internal email was shared this week informing SPD employees of a free appreciation dinner hosted by the Reverend Franklin Graham. Based on Graham's history and affiliations, the email has raised concerns that the SPD may not be committed to the equity of our community's LGBTQ members. I want to make clear, the department fully supports the equity and just treatment of all people. The SPD did not sponsor this event and is not connected in any way to its hosts. Today, I sent a department-wide email to rescind the invitation because its hosts do not share the inclusive values of the SPD. So, they are very, very inclusive unless you are an evangelical Christian. Then if you're not, if you're an evangelical Christian, then no, you're not included, you're not welcome, you're bad. The Seattle Times reports that Sergeant Randy Husarik, a spokesperson for the Seattle Police Department, confirmed the decision was made after some officers complained about the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association's supposedly anti-gay history, saying, quote, obviously it was not the department's intent to offend the LGBTQ members of the department and the LGBTQ community at large. I'm curious, and I don't have the answer. I really don't. I realize that Seattle is uber left, but I also realize there are some huge evangelical megachurches in Seattle. Our parent company, Salem Media, owns a cluster of Christian radio stations in Seattle. I know that there is a very large evangelical community in Seattle. So my question, they said, obviously it was not the department's intent to offend the LGBTQ members of the department and the LGBTQ community at large. I wonder which community is larger, the LGBTQ community in Seattle or the evangelical community. And again, I don't have the answer. But I know that the evangelical community is considerable in its size. I wonder if there are more Christians on the Seattle Police Department or LGBTQ individuals. Obviously, the Seattle Police Department didn't think a thing about offending Christians, evangelical Christians. We're inclusive. We don't care about Christians. And they were just trying to encourage the police.